It's quiet morning, VC, but in the silence, you can almost hear the faint echoes of 20,000 footsteps marching toward Pretoria.
Indeed, Hoopy. 70 years ago, can you believe it? On the 9th of August 1956, those footsteps reshaped the trajectory of our nation. It takes unimaginable courage to face a repressive system, to stand at the union buildings and to leave petitions at the door of power when every odds were stacked against you.
They didn't march in anger alone. They marched with deliberate, dignified resolve. Lillian Ngoyi, Helen Joseph, Rahima Musa, Sophia Williams de Brain, women of different backgrounds, united by a singular and yielding truth.
Hoopy, those leaders saw beyond their own present struggles. Their main demand was clear and uncompromised: an end to the brutal pass laws that sought to restrict their freedom of movement, divide their families, and strip them of their basic human dignity. They were asserting that no law had the moral authority to diminish a woman's humanity.
30 minutes of absolute silence outside the union buildings.
Yeah.
And then the chant that echoed through generations.
Yeah.
Watinta bafazi, watinti mbokodo,
uzofa.
You struck a woman, you struck a rock. But Visi, as we stand here, 7 decades later, what does that march mean for us today, on this day, today?
Hoopy, I think that it serves as both a mirror and a compass. It mirrors how far we've come. But more importantly, it points to how far we still must go. Today, the past laws may be gone, but women still face systemic inequality, economic exclusion, and the pervasive scourge of gender-based violence. The 1956 march reminds us that freedom is not a static destination. It demands constant stewardship, protection, and action.
An action, lessons to be learned, VC.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our responsibility as a university lies, isn't it?
True.
Beyond sports,
mm-hmm.
academics,
mm-hmm.
and campus life.
Mm-hmm.
What does this anniversary demand of the University of Johannesburg?
You see, Hoopy, UJ was built on the values of transformation, societal impact, and inclusion. We mustn't forget that. What those brave women fought for in 1956, dignity, freedom, and justice, is embedded in our institutional DNA. I can tell you that any day. When we educate young women, when we push boundaries of research, when we harness technology and innovation to solve real-world human challenges, we are honoring their legacy every day.
So every time a young woman walks across our graduation stage, or leads a research project, or shapes policy, she carries that same spirit.
Precisely. The march didn't end in 1956. The baton was simply passed down. Here at UJ, our duty is to ensure that every student who steps onto our campuses understands that they carry the strength of those rocks. We don't just remember history, we build upon it to ensure a more just and equal future.
VC, to the leaders of 1956 and the leaders of tomorrow, we remember.
We remember, Hoopy, and we honor them through our actions.